Hey, Mama, welcome back to the show. I'm excited that you're here with me today. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen in on today's episode. Today, I wanted to talk about the physical symptoms of trauma. I know a lot of us struggle with like the mental sort of symptoms when it comes to trauma, like anxiety and negative thinking and all that kind of stuff. But have you ever thought of the physical aspects of trauma? Because trauma can get really like trapped in our body and cause a lot of physical symptoms. So it's not just about the mental symptoms. It can cause physical symptoms as well. So I wanted to go over some of those and just kind of chat about that. All right, let's dive in. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. My name is Melanie, and I'm a Christian wife, mom of four, speaker, and certified trauma coach. And I'm so passionate about helping women heal from trauma because I've been on my own healing journey, and God has shown me how to trust Him and to stop being so angry. Do you find yourself yelling at your kids more often than you want to, and then feel endless guilt thinking you're a bad mom? Do you sometimes ask yourself if you're going to ruin your kids? Me too, girl. I completely get it. Motherhood is so hard, especially when you have undergone any kind of trauma. Are you frustrated and overwhelmed? Do you get triggered by your kids all the time and feel overcome by anger? I know what it's like to constantly be triggered by my kids and stuck in an endless cycle of trauma. Friend, the good news is that you can heal the trauma from your past without letting it affect your parenting. Is your own trauma holding you back? Do you want to heal and stop being so angry all the time but not sure where to start? Are you ready to stop being so triggered by your kids and become that confident, patient mom God wants you to be? In this podcast, you will learn to identify your triggers, regulate your own emotions, and stop yelling at your kids so that you can finally heal and feel like a good mom. Are you ready to surrender and allow God to work in you and through you to heal the trauma of your past and break those cycles that are keeping you stuck? Well, grab your coffee, Mama, and let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back. Girl, how are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing, amazing week so far. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the physical symptoms of trauma. So, like I said, we all have experienced the emotional symptoms, the mental health symptoms of trauma, right? Anxiety, stress, racing thoughts, negative thinking, like all of those things can be related to trauma, right? It's all in our minds. But I want to talk about the physical things because these can be just as detrimental as the mental and emotional symptoms, right? Because when we have trauma in our bodies, it can come out as physical illnesses or behaviors and things like that. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. So the first one that is a physical symptom of trauma is an upset stomach, like digestive issues, stomach issues. Maybe you can't tolerate like certain types of foods. Maybe you just, you know, you get kind of like sick when you eat certain things, or you have trouble eating. You might have like digestive issues. So maybe you have like a leaky gut, or maybe you have like constipation, or just your belly is like just not feeling great, right? So this is a big, big sign of trauma and how it like just stays in our physical bodies, right? So this can be really, really hard to cope with, especially if you like are, you know, working outside of the home and you have to like be having all these stomach issues or running to the bathroom all the time. And we know for a fact, right, that our guts are related like, our, the mind-gut connection is so, so big. So, I mean, no wonder why we have these mental health struggles or these racing thoughts, anxiety, because they, along with the stomach issues, can cause like so much stress in the body, right? So much stress, so much problems physiologically. So that is number one. And I think that's a big one for a lot of us with trauma, is that we have these gut issues, we have this mental health issues that go along with that, and those two go hand in hand. So the second symptom that's a physical symptom from unhealed trauma is sleep, lack of sleep, trouble sleeping. Oh my goodness. And okay, so you're all moms. You're a mom, right? So obviously we don't sleep great, right? We have kids waking up. Like, I mean, obviously if you have older kids, like, they might not be waking up as much, but if you are like in the thick of motherhood with like your littles and middles and all the things, like, you don't sleep anyway. But this is like beyond that. So think about like just like your normal sleep. Do you have trouble even just falling asleep? Maybe you just sit in bed and you're like tossing and turning for hours before you can actually fall asleep. Or maybe you wake up multiple times in the middle of the night and you just can't get back to sleep. So think about your sleep. Like, how is your sleep? What's a really great tip too, to kind of figure out what your sleep and how much sleep you're actually getting, is if you have an Apple Watch or any smartwatch, wear that to bed for a few nights. I know for me, like, I don't wear my watch to bed because I charge it overnight, but you might want to throw it on and just kind of do a little experiment and be able to tell, like, how much am I actually getting sleep? Like, am I sleeping like a full 7-8 hours? Am I like up half the night? Like, it's kind of good to see what your sleep patterns are, because then you can start working on like fixing that, you know? So that's a great option as well, to put on your watch and kind of start tracking your sleep patterns and your sleep habits. Because I mean, obviously, like, we all want to have like at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep, right? But sometimes that's not feasible. Things happen. We have kids, like, whatever, right? But it's a good starting point to, like, just, you know, track that. The other part of that, so obviously if you're not sleeping good, you're going to be tired throughout the day. And just think about, like, for me, like, I am someone that I need my sleep, because if I don't get my sleep, I'm grumpy, I'm angry, I like can't get what I need to get done because I'm just so tired. Like, it affects your entire day. It affects your life, right? So think about, are you tired most of the day? Like, do you wake up, you don't feel rested, you are just tired all day long, you're struggling to make it through the day, maybe you're reaching for like multiple cups of coffee or energy drinks or whatever, and you are just struggling day to day. If this is happening like more than 4 to 5 times a week, I would say you have some, like, you're experiencing some sleep issues, right? So if you are just like, I cannot sleep, like, something is wrong, then definitely like go talk to your doctor and maybe do a sleep study and figure out what's going on. But this could also be from that trauma that is held in your body, that is trapped inside of you. You just can't sleep. And I know a lot of people that have gone through trauma, like, you might wake up multiple times a night because you're having nightmares or you're experiencing, you know, something. So that is so, so hard too. So I want to just tell you to first talk to your doctor, but also if you're not in therapy, like, seek therapy, because this is going to help you not only to start healing from that trauma, but to just talk to someone about what's going on, right? And have them give you some tools to start, you know, healing, to start taking that first step towards healing and just trying to make your life better overall, you know? I am a huge advocate for therapy. I love therapy. So if you haven't done that, definitely reach out to a therapist. There's so many online now, and like telehealth and all that kind of stuff, if you don't want to do the in-person thing. But All right. Number three is you might have like, you might have this anxiety coming up like a lot. So I know for me, like I get anxiety a lot, especially when my kids trigger me, right? So with that, I'm going to get like, my heart's going to be pounding. I might have trouble breathing. I have to automatically take deep breaths before I like totally lose it, you know? You might feel shaky. You might feel nervous. This is all physical, right? These are all physical symptoms of anxiety. So a lot of the time we think of anxiety as being like, it's all in our heads and our thoughts. And yes, it is a lot of the time, but that turns into physical symptoms, which again, could be your heart's pounding out of your chest. You have trouble breathing. You can't catch your breath. You feel shaky. All of that is so, so difficult to deal with. Trust me, I've been there. Like, it's so hard to deal with those physical symptoms. I mean, the mental and emotional symptoms alone are very hard, but when you like, when you tie in the physical as well, and you're experiencing both physical and the mental symptoms, it is so hard, mama. It is so hard. So give yourself grace, take some deep breaths, maybe go outside for a walk, because I will tell you the number one way to help your emotional and mental state, but also your physical state, is to go outside and take a walk or any sort of exercise. For me, I love being in the fresh air, especially when it's like nice and cool and fall and the sun is still shining. Like, I love being outdoors and just breathing in fresh air. It can do so much for your mental and physical health. It's literally amazing. There are so many studies out there about how exercise releases those endorphins. It hits all those dopamine receptors that you need in your body. It just helps overall with everything. So if you have not been exercising, like, start small, go out for a walk every single day, make it a priority. But especially in these moments where you're really feeling more anxious, you're feeling stressed, like, go take a quick little walk around the block. It's going to do wonders for your mental and physical health. All right. The next one is severe headaches. So you might get headaches or migraines. This is a big one when it comes to trauma stored in your body. So do you get migraines a lot that just come out of nowhere? Or maybe you get headaches when there's a lot of noise. Maybe you're triggered by your kids yelling like I am, and the noise just like literally like makes your skin crawl and gives you an instant headache. And it's so hard to get out of that, because obviously you can't just run out of the house away from your kids, right? I mean, you might be able to like go into another room and like just in the quiet for a second. And I recommend 100% that you do that, but it's not always feasible, right? So when you're experiencing these headaches, it's very hard to come back from those, right? Because that is a physical symptom. It's like a physical pain that it doesn't end, especially like, I know, because my husband has a lot of migraines, and like, he'll just go into the bedroom in the dark and like just be there for an hour or so because he literally cannot like function because of headaches. So if that is you, you have to find something that is going to help you in that moment. So maybe it's like telling your husband, like asking him, can you please just take the kids outside for like 20 minutes? I really need to just sit here in the dark. Or, you know, calling a mom friend and having her come help you out or something. If you can make that little like escape to the quiet, into a dark room, take some deep breaths, prayer, like all those things, it's going to help you. So come up with a game plan for that, especially if you get migraines, because I know I've seen it, like that can be so, just so, so vital to you getting better and to getting through that migraine, because migraines can last a while. They really can. Hey mama, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you actually got to take a few days off and be alone? If you can't remember, then keep listening. I'm so excited. Did you hear? We are offering a Confident Mom Renewal Retreat
coming in February 2024. I am so excited to offer this to you, mamas. Let me just say, this retreat is going to be the ultimate relaxation getaway. Think relaxing, unwinding, getting pampered, not having to do dishes, clean up after kids, cook any meals. Everything is going to be provided for you. And just come, bring yourself, experience what God has in store for you. It's going to be truly amazing. So if you want to find out more information, I'm going to leave the link below in the show notes. Click on the link. It'll have you register and save your spot. Right now we're having a pre-sale, so we only have about 12 spots open and they are going quick. So you want to reserve your spot as soon as possible so that you can join us. Are you ready for the ultimate relaxation, renewal, just feeding your soul, filling your own cup again so that you can go back home and give more of who you really want to be to your family? All right, then I hope that you join us, mama. Feel free to message me with any questions on Instagram. You can also email me, melanie@confidentmomcoaching.com. But again, click the link below and get all the details.
All right, the fifth physical sign of trauma or symptom, I should say, is, are you turning to substances to kind of like self-medicate? Are you self-medicating? So this could be anything from like, are you smoking cigarettes or reaching for like marijuana or something like that to kind of go to as your escape? Maybe if you are already a smoker, maybe you're smoking a lot more than normal just to kind of try to cope with, you know, the all of these symptoms. Maybe you're drinking more. So take a look at your patterns and your habits. What are you doing to kind of like self-medicate? So a lot of the time when we have undergone trauma, self-medicating is like the number one thing that people reach to kind of cope, right? And it's really a poor, poor coping mechanism because it only can lead to destruction. It leads you down a path that you don't want to go down. You don't want to go down that path of drinking too much, of smoking too much, of maybe taking drugs or other substances, and trying to use those things as a sort of way out of your, of feeling what you're feeling, of going through what you're going through, right? And I've seen it a lot in clients that I've worked with, like they're turning to this stuff more and more and more. And although like the drinking and the drugs or the smoking, like, yes, it can take the edge off for a little while. It is not going to help you long term because what it's going to do, it's going to lead you to just be dependent on these things. You're going to be dependent. You might become addicted to these things because after a while our bodies get used to it, right? Especially for drinking more, especially for smoking more, you get used to that. Your body gets like a more higher tolerance for these things. And then the more tolerant you get towards them, the more and more you're going to try to use them to cope with any kind of stressors in life. So it's so important that we are able to recognize like, how is my drinking? How is my, like, am I smoking? Maybe you used to smoke, you know, years ago and you started picking it back up to kind of cope with and deal with some trauma that you've gone through and that you're having a hard time with. Like, how's your drinking? Are you tending to drink when you're feeling in that like emotional state? Are you grabbing the bottle? Are you grabbing the cigarettes because you just, that's kind of like your way to cope, right, with stress? Hey mama, I wanted to slide in here really quick and let you know that I have a free gift for you. So if you are someone like me and you've been struggling with anger, maybe you even say to yourself sometimes like, why am I so angry? why do I get so triggered by my kids? If that is you, then you're going to love this free gift. I have 12 beautiful printable scripture cards for you. And these scriptures are all around anger. So I find that when I turn to scripture, especially if I'm struggling with something such as anger, that it just lifts my mood and my spirit. But also I love to hang these up around the house. You can put them, you know, around your mirror, you can put them in your bedroom, wherever you are, you know, where you are and spend most of your time around the house, just so that they stay fresh in your mind. And I find that this just allows me to always have the Word of God in my mind and in my heart, which will in turn help to start reducing some of that anger and allow God to heal you from that. So go ahead and click the link below in the show notes. And you just have to enter your name and your email, and those will be on the way to you. And this will also get you on my email list so that you can find out everything that's happening at The Confident Mom. You will get a weekly podcast newsletter as well. I promise no crazy spam or anything like that. You can definitely expect one email a week from me. I'm not going to drive you crazy. but go ahead and download those if you're interested. Like I said, they're totally free. And I hope that they bless you.
All right. And number 6, the final symptom of trauma and stress in the body is, are you getting sick more often than normal? So maybe like you have not been sick in so long, or you don't get sick easily, but all of a sudden lately you've noticed that you've been more sick, or you've been like, you know, getting more headaches, you've been catching all these different, you know, illnesses, maybe you're getting sick more, like all of these things can really show that like you are undergoing some, first of all, stress, right? But maybe you've been stressed more than normal. Maybe you have been triggered more than normal. Because, I mean, girl, I get it. Like, there are some days where I'm like triggered to no end, like all day long by my kids. And I'm not saying it's always my kids, but more often than not, it's my kids. But it could be anything else. Like maybe, you know, the person in your life, like that was a big trigger for you in your trauma when you were a child or something like that. Maybe they just said something that, you know, just really irritated you or made you go into that place of being triggered and reliving that trauma. Like whatever it is, like, think about like, what have you been going through like lately? What have your thoughts been like? What have your interactions with other people have been like, right? Because if you're having more stress than normal and you're also being triggered more and you're maybe reliving your trauma or thinking about a lot of your trauma lately, this is a big, big reason why you might be getting sick so much, right? Because sometimes we hold onto this trauma so deep in our bodies, right? And then it just takes one thing to kind of like, just kind of like let it out. And like, then you get all the symptoms, right? You're stressed, you have anxiety, you have these bad thoughts, maybe your gut is all messed up, like you're getting sick all the time, like everything happens on top of each other, right? So if you're maybe stressed more than normal, this could happen. Or if you're just, you know, going through and really reliving this trauma or thinking about that trauma lately, then you're going to obviously get more sick. So the important thing I want to tell you with all of these symptoms is to make sure you are prioritizing taking care of yourself, mama. It's so easy for us to be taking care of everyone else, to neglect ourselves because we come from trauma. We might have been neglected as a child, so we don't think much about ourselves anyway. But especially when you're a mom, like we put ourselves last so much. But when you've undergone trauma, like you do this even more because you're so used to that. Especially when you're healing, like it's a long journey, right? So I want you to take some time this week and really take care of you. Whether that's drinking more water, eating more healthy, going out for walks more, like just you, if you can get out by yourself in the quiet just for like 20 minutes, or exercising, fueling your body, spending more quiet time in prayer and meditation, and just allowing God to work through your heart and heal you. Sometimes we are so busy in the hustle and bustle day to day, we don't take time to sit. I mean, I know how that is, because I feel like I work from home, so I feel like I'm sitting all day. So like in the middle of the day, I'll have to go out and like just take a little walk with the baby, because I am just like so like stir crazy. I'm tired of sitting down. I'm tired of looking at a computer, you know? So I have to kind of break up my day that way. But on the weekends, like I never sit. Baby's choking on his milk. So on the weekends, I never sit. Like I'm usually, that's like my catch up, right? I'm cleaning the house. I'm getting stuff ready. Like I'm doing all the things, right? And I don't sit until like evening and I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted now, right? But how much do you really take time to just sit down and just be? You don't even have to do anything. Like if you can take, even if you're working in an office or something, take that 5-10 minute break you have and go walk around the building, go walk around the block, or just go like sit outside and just close your eyes and breathe. Take, practice some deep breathing. Like this is all going to help you take care of you and start prioritizing your mental and physical health, because that's the number one thing we neglect as moms and as trauma survivors. We neglect this and we have to be better about it. And I know it's so hard. I know it is. Trust me. But if we can start doing that with small steps every single day, and I know we don't have a lot of time, we're crazy, we're working, we're busy, like if, I mean, you have 5 minutes, you can find 5 minutes, right? We all can. You can find 5 minutes to do something for you. And it doesn't have to be like you're doing this big dramatic thing, right? It can be just sitting in the quiet, like I said, reading your Bible for 5 minutes, praying for 5 minutes, taking deep breaths, stretching. That's another big one I love doing. I love just stretching my body, because I feel like I get so tense and I hold all my anxiety like in my body, and I can feel it. My joints are stiff. They ache. And it's not just from like holding stress. It's like from old age too, getting into my 40s now, right? So it's like, it feels so good to like just stretch, right? So whatever you can do this week, I want to challenge you to take 5 minutes a day and set your timer if you have to, and do something for yourself. Do something just for you that's going to take your mind off of everything, that's going to relax you, and just practice your deep breathing and just be. Just be. Take some time to just be. And at first it might feel really weird and it might be like, you know, you're going, you're getting antsy, you can't sit still, but just, I promise you, the more you do it, it's going to become a habit and your routine, and it's going to help you so, so much. So I hope that this episode helped you, mama. I hope that it just helped you realize that a lot of our stress and trauma we hold in our bodies, and those become physical symptoms, not just mental and emotional symptoms, physical as well, which can affect everything, right? Our mind and bodies are so connected that we really need to not only fix our emotional and mental health, but we need to fix our physical health as well. We need to prioritize our health. We need to take better care of ourselves. And that's starting with like those 5 minutes of just time to just be and allow God to work on your heart, work through you, give you peace and calming. Have a wonderful week, mama. I will catch you back here next time. And remember, you are a good mom. You can do hard things, and you are so worthy of love. See you soon. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It means the world to me that you took time out of your busy day to hang out with me. If you could do me a quick, huge favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and written review, that would mean the world to me. This not only lights me up every time I read your reviews, but it helps other mamas reach the podcast. If you're not a part of my Facebook group, head on over to Facebook and search the Confident Mom Society. Come and hang out with me over there. You can also follow me on Instagram at the Confident Mom. And if you are ready to heal from trauma, stop yelling at your kids, and be that confident mom again, then I want to chat with you. Click the link in my bio and schedule your free coaching session with me today. God bless, and I'll see you soon.